This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Javal Golang is brought to you by Central Bank, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, New Life, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Broad Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Javal Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or you can call us on 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Let me tell y'all something again. That heat out there is not joking. I don't know if they sent out any advisories, but it's dangerous out there. Literally dangerous. I went to exercise earlier in the morning, went for a bike ride. And when I got off my bike, I really felt drained. I mean, I felt like, what is going on with this body of mine, right? And I sat down and I ate a fair amount of watermelon after drinking some water. And I can tell you, it made a difference. And what it meant to me was, bro, you were just dehydrated. And it's not just dehydration where you lack water. You need to replace some of them electrolytes and other minerals in your system that keep you balanced and so forth. Man, let me tell you all something. Be careful out there. Please be careful. keep yourself hydrated because this is a really dangerous heat. This is I don't care what anybody says, man. I never experienced this in my youth. This is a new kind of heat. A dangerous kind of heat. I mean, it leaves you feeling unwell. Right? I mean, we used to endure this stuff, this crap. This is something different. I had to find me one of those nets to put over my greenhouse to reduce the exposure of my plants to the direct sunlight. And man, they are thriving. You can see the plants. Like the plants, they're starting to reach high up. Plants say, listen, man, we appreciate this. So I have to say that the row between the Trade Union Congress, as represented by its president Obie Ferguson, and the Progressive Liberal Party is quite an interesting row. Very interesting row. So Obie Ferguson, as Trade Union Congress, will not participate in the upcoming Labor Day parade. And the basis for not doing so is his claim that the Progressive Liberal Party is politicizing Labor Day parade, because the Progressive Liberal Party has indicated it will launch its re-election campaign on Labor Day, but as a part of that, they expect their folks to turn out en masse to the Labor Day parade. Of course, Mr. Ferguson and the Trade Union Congress are upset with the government because it feels as if the PLP has not lived up to its promises as put forward in the memorandum of understanding signed with some union leaders just before election of 2021. Let me say that the Trade Union Congress is accusing the Progressive Liberal Party of politicizing labor, as in Labor Day, by announcing that its launch for re-election will begin on Labor Day, and that they expect their supporters to come out en masse on Labor Day to launch this re-election campaign. And the Trade Union Congress is upset with that because that's a politicization of Labor Day. But the Trade Union Congress is among the unions that just prior to an election signed not a memorandum of understanding with every political party contesting the general election, signed a memorandum of understanding with the Progressive Liberal Party. And that was not a politicization of labor. It wasn't political. But the Progressive Liberal Party, launching its re-election campaign on Labor Day, participating in Labor Day in its colors as it has done for decades, as has the FNM, is politicizing Labor Day. And that is rational. I'm going to get to the Progressive Liberal Party's response to Mr. Ferguson soon enough. But I want you to tell me, please, if you buy the argument that the PLP is politicizing Labor Day by announcing the launch of its re-election campaign on Labor Day and bringing offense to Labor Day, according to the Trade Union Congress, that signed a memorandum of understanding with the Progressive Liberal Party days before the last general election. Tell me. Because maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I don't see what I see. Maybe what I see don't make no sense. Maybe you see it better in a different way. Tell me, please. I'm gonna get to the response of the Progressive Liberal Party to the Trade Union Congress, because that's rather interesting as well. Very interesting. Do you think Mr. Ferguson is right in the context of, if you go back decades on in terms of Labor Day? In fact, what used to happen was, and it still happens, people kind of try to gauge which party's supporters are most enthusiastic by the numbers of people that they have come out to the parade. Now, I can tell you, it has not been unusual for the Progressive Liberal Party to have more participants show up. No question about that. Not because the Free National Movement don't believe in Labor Day and don't believe in labor, even though that's the way the Progressive Liberal Party in over time has tried to cast it. Listen to its response to Obie Ferguson in the newspaper today. It's not unusual. It isn't even a surprise that the Progressive Liberal Party and the Brave Davis would seek to relaunch itself on Labor Day. Because typically in terms of optics, they win the visible parade. Why that is, I really don't know. FNMs and FNM supporters, I don't know. They just don't take Labor Day parade like that in the same way as the Progressive Liberal Party. Maybe they're not as organized. Maybe they don't mobilize as well. Whatever it is, the not their thing like that, you know? But tell me if you see what I see. Tell me if you see what I see. Call me, tell me, text me. I don't know. Do you see what I'm saying about the Trade Union Congress and a number of labor unions? Presumably, whoever wins the election, you have to work with both parties. But they didn't decide they were going to work with all the parties and sign a memorandum of understanding so that any party that won could work with them to get the things they want. No, they signed a memorandum of understanding with one single party, the Progressive Liberal Party. In other words, they were saying, we put in our stakes with you and we believe you can win. So that was politicization, partisan politicization before a general election. Now, the party with whom they signed the memorandum about, say, oh, I'm launching on Labor Day. Maybe they don't belong to nobody. The government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas declared that day Labor Day, made it a holiday. But it don't belong to nobody. It's a recognition day. Right? That's what it is. It's the recognition day. So now the PLP wants to relaunch its campaign on a day that the people who signed an memorandum of understanding with it just prior to an election observe there, and they celebrate their workers, and now they mad. The am I still cutting in and out? Oh my gosh, this is one of them days. All right. So I don't know. I hope you were hearing my discussion about this row that the Trade Union Congress and the government, the Progressive Liberal Party, is having over Labor Day. I've attended many Labor Day parades, particularly as a member of the government. And every time they put all kind of pressure on you, all kind of pressure. When you member parliament, you bring out your people. Marco City always had good representation at the Labor Day parades. Marco City, listen to me, get mad with me if you want. Marco City more than Lucaya, more than East Grand Bahama, more than Pine Ridge, more than West Grand Bahama, more than 8 Mile Rock, always had better representation at the Grand Bahama Labor Day parade than any other constituency. That's all. I don't know what happened. So we were always mindful that political parties needed to show support for labor. But no matter how mindful we were, it wasn't typical to beat the PLP, mind. The PLP used to show up. Oh, they can show up. They show up the Labor Day parade. This text says, perhaps it goes back to the Burma Road riot and the fact that the PLP grew out of the labor movement. Yes, that could well be a cultural, historic fact for sure. But I think you agree with me, right? Because this person knows our political history, right? You agree with me that we don't observe in the Labor Day parade very often more FNM red shirts than PLP yellow shirts. You agree with me that that's been typically the case, right? and they are strategic about that, the PLP. Strategic about that. After all, there are over 200,000 workers in the country. You can imagine if 80% of all the workers in the country support your party, well, you win. You win the election. And the PLP was not going to leave that on the table, boy. They're not them. This Texas Labor Day is for workers only, not political parties with their colors. Well, lady for workers and not for political parties with their colors. But you answer me this question. Do not political parties show up with their colors on Labor Day? Do they not? And have they not for decades? Tell me if I'm not. So whatever it is, that's what happens. Right now, should a political party be able to manifest its support for labor at a Labor Day parade? Tell me what could be wrong with that? What could be wrong with that, right? I mean, tell me. But I know they do it, right? This text says, I'm hearing you clear online.
The lady run into me, mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekday.
Well, girl, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can. thing.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we could report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Just Like Investing is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, Late Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about the row between the Trade Union Congress and the Progressive Liberal Party over the decision by the Trade Union Congress not to participate in the upcoming Labor Day parade. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon to your listening audience.
Hey, what's up, man?
Crazy, man. Listen, I ain't surprised what happened, you know. I went on record as saying that I think it was wrong thing for the trade union movement, most of them, because I give credit to those who were wise enough not to sign on to that agreement.
You are a veteran unionist, so I have to listen to you.
Yeah, I know that was not a good idea. But I was glad that most of the unions that are part of the government system didn't do that, because you can't cut no deal with an office that have a sitting live minister of labor in place. I thought that was a slap in the face. That was a very bad thing to do. But you don't know the outcome of the general elections. But let's talk about this issue at hand. So, yeah. I think it was 1961 when we finally got Labor Day as an official public holiday. Officer Randolph Fox agitated for many years. And yet it was intended for laborers of the country to celebrate their contribution to the development of our country in the form of whatever work task they would have carried out. Mm-hmm. And yes, it became political over a few decades. I remember when I started as president of the National Congress of Trade Unions, Pat Ben and I always had a big row over the fact that the politicians were kind of dominating the parades. And that was simply because from the government civil servants perspective, they would have rather, they'll come to the union, get our T-shirts, and still on Labor Day, they're in the PLP T-shirt but for the most part, it was the PLP, because not so often was, like you say, the FNM put much emphasis on that. And I was satisfied that I was able to get the courage using their T-shirts on Labor Day parade. But they're workers too. They can't expect for them not to come to the parade. I wouldn't say no politicians should come to the parade or no political party supporters should come. They're workers also. But that's if you're trying to encourage them to support one of the trade unions and come in a neutral color or get one of the T-shirts from one of the trade union movements, or any one of the trade unions. I'm pleased to say they haven't ever do that. They did it on several of our Liberty parades. They decided not to come in red, and they wore their own colors. But, yeah, it's a show-off day for the PLB because you'll see that, for the most part, the yellow or the gold, whatever color they use, normally outnumbers the largest trade union that would be out there between us and the hotel union. Between the Bahamas Provincial Union and the hotel union, the PLP would have more of their supporters wearing their colors than our members who we would purchase T-shirts and give them free T-shirts to. And that's because the PLP is also very good at throwing a very good party. So you're going to have large numbers of persons. I give Mr. Ferguson wrong for letting the PLP at this time take over Labor Day. You're giving them an opportunity to take over Labor Day. That should never happen. They always had a march.
When I was president of the country,
you would march behind the trade union movement. You're marching in front of us, you don't really march with us. You march behind us, you're wicked also.
But John, in terms of this issue, for me, it seems rather curious that the trade union Congress that got political prior to the last general election is now angry and upset with a party that always comes in its shirt to the Labor Day parade and decides to launch its re-election campaign on Labor Day with people who signed with it a memorandum of understanding days before an election.
My former Secretary General would have said, what a tangled web we weave, you know, when we first try to deceive. And that's exactly what's happening right now. For the most part, both of the Congresses are always led by a PLP supporter. I think we need about three non-known PLPs representing the Congress. I think as far back as Arlington Miller, when he was president of TUC, he was not a known PLP. Then I had the National Congress of Trade Unions, and then Jennifer Isaac Jackson. So all of the others I can think of were known PLP supporters. Thomas Bain, Duke Hanna, the guy who's in charge now, Bernard Evans, all of them were PLP supporters. And I don't know if they encourage their members not to be a part of the parade and join the PLP party. But for the most part, every Labor Day parade, the PLP outnumbers the largest trade union in numbers on the parade. Now, the thing is this, though. You're giving them an opportunity to now dominate and take over this parade. For the jungle, we had problems with the jungle groups kind of taking over the parade. Because we tried to get every jungle group to parade with one of the unions. We were not so successful in that. And so they had the show after we would have left Bay Street. Now you get the PLP is going to take over the show. So you're giving them grounds now, and you're giving them some rights to actually, because when you sign with them, you made them a partner. You're partner anyhow. You're partnership with them. So you're now vexed with your partner for doing something.
Listen to me for a minute. To your point, partner, listen to what the PLP says in responding to Obi Ferguson. This is the PLP. The PLP views workers as dignified and a worthy and necessary pursuit. It views work. Furthermore, we uphold the rights of workers. Listen to this. This is enshrined in our party's constitution. Listen to this. We and labor are one.
He's quite right. Well, because once the majority of the trade union movement signed on with him, I didn't run any numbers to see if Belinda Union has more members than the TUC. But he's kind of right. They signed a memorandum of understanding, and a number of trade unions benefited from that. Now, granted, he didn't do it 100%, but again, the guy got 1 year left. Who knows if he's going to be there to get 1 year left. But that has always been the problem with the TUC leadership. You know, they jump in there with the politicians, and things ain't going right, and then they quickly switch the board to the other side. I don't remember them coming out publicly and supporting the FNL. I don't know how I can call that. But I also know that Mr. Ferguson is a very wise trade union leader. So he would have known, based on the feedback leading into last general election, to get together with the trade union movement and make the PLP thing union because of us. And say, yeah, give us what we want. This is the second memorandum of understanding time with the PLP, you know.
The only problem with that is, and I agree with you, I think that they saw the writing on the wall and was trying to go with the flow. The only problem with that is that kind of short-termism is always never strategic.
Yes.
It's tactical. It's tactical, but it's not strategic. Mm-hmm. Strategic says, I have to keep the interests of my body and institution intact over the long haul. Tacticians say, like, we got to do what's pragmatic today.
Well, I think the PLP is the view that once we give what we put in KC and do one out of couple personal things to assist the trade union movement, that would have been enough to continuously get their support, for their continuous support. Unfortunately, I think the trade union movement wake up a bit now and realize that was a mistake they made. You see, because once they get you, I got you and get you committed now. And you can't cry wolf if I still get 12 months or so left to complete the agreement that we signed.
We appreciate it always.
Yeah.
Thanks, guy. Appreciate it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Comrade Lang. How are you, man?
Hey, you're right here, man. How are you?
Wonderful. I normally don't kiss up to John Pender, but John Pender today is right smack dab on point with his assessment of what is going on. I must agree with him. I'm a former trade unionist. I'm a trade unionist by heart. And I tell you, Comrade Lang, this was concocted from way back then between those that supported the Progressive Liberal Party. So I've been this correct. What they were mostly, most of their TUC leaders were affiliated with the Progressive Liberal Party. And I was in the BCPOU at the time as a shop steward, a chief shop steward. And I know exactly what transpired from way back then with the TUC leader now and the party, the Progressive Liberal Party. He was foot, hand, and gloves with that party. Only recently, all of this development came. And do you know what mistake that all of those PLP supporters, I could call one or two in a minute, they're making? That the now the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party is on a run. Now, let me name some people why I get Miss Finland's daughter, Piswell Soka Forbes, B. Alfred Gray, and the name goes on. What's the name? O.B. Ferguson. These people were staunch, chocolate-covered PLPs. And you see what happened to all of them? That's the mistake.
But they still PLPs.
Huh?
They're still PLPs. Eh? They haven't announced their affiliation.
Yes, those are Finland PLPs. Brave.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's all I wanted to say.
I have some people that's text here talking nonsense, but you know the fractions and factions in the PLP.
yes, I do. And like I say, this thing with Obi there didn't come about until just about 3-4 years ago, you know, when they co-signed a memorandum of understanding. He figured his relationship with Brave was the same as with Christie and with Finland. But it did.
I see.
They was in for a rude awakening. And that's what got everybody, all of the paupers and the LHs and all these fellas and the Antons, them speaking against this movement now, this administration, because he got totally against all those. And until the Bahamian PLPs notice that, then we can always have this problem. But Obi Ferguson was, him and Fred Munnings were the two that orchestrated this split because of their affiliation many years ago in the trade with the trade union Congress and the Liberty Parade. I was there. I was a part of it.
I got you. I appreciate you calling. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Did you know you could send a local bank transfer to a Sand Dollar wallet? It's the same as sending a transfer to an account at another local bank. Simply use the wallet's 12-digit top-up address as the account number, savings is the account type, Central Bank of the Bahamas is the bank, and Sand Dollar is the branch with branch code of transit number 12,000. Don't use transfers to Sand Dollar wallets are processed through the Bahamas Automated Clearinghouse Network within one business day.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang, and good afternoon, Bahamas. How you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, man. Good afternoon. I'm fine. How are
good.
You?
This is my first time calling. My name is Dave Beckford. I am vice president for the Bahamas General Workers Union. Mr. Lang, I know you may know this. The signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, this was something that was done from our former Prime Minister, Sir Lyndon Finlay time, but David knows and Bobby Clinton knows. And also the signing of the MOU when the now Prime Minister Davis was in opposition, it was not only done by the TUC, it was done by the TUC Congress and the NCTU. So the two Congresses signed the MOU. Now, I'll be the first to admit, Mr. Lang, because I was there for the signing of that MOU. It was done right there at BCPU Hall on Farrington Road. And I know all the parties that were there. I'll be the first to admit that everything has not been fulfill and that MOU by the Progressive Liberal Party. But I can tell you, they have fulfilled some of it. And I don't think it warrants for Mr. Ferguson, whom I respect, but I certainly disagree with him, to boycott the march, to tell his affiliates not to march. Labor Day does not belong to the PLP, the afternoon, anybody. Labor Day is a good day for the workers. And so I don't think it's right to boycott it. If you certainly want to criticize the government for not fulfilling everything that they signed to, that's one thing. But when you look at it, in my opinion, this has been the most union-friendly government since Lyndon Biddle. I mean, 56 industrial agreements signed and registered. They increased the minimum wage. There have been quarterly meetings with the prime minister and the minister of labor.
Hold on a minute, right? So, because you know, I was in a government, right?
I know.
So, you talk about minimum wage. When was minimum wage introduced in the Bahamas?
Minimum wage was introduced in the Bahamas by the FNM, but I'm talking about
Minimum wage was introduced in the Bahamas prior to the FNM. There was a lawful minimum wage in the Bahamas prior to the Ingram administration.
No,
absolutely not.
The Ingram administration. You could correct me if I'm wrong. Would have introduced minimum wage, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, I that's clear. I'm not no dispute about that stuff. What I'm saying is they increased the minimum wage. So I think the minister has also said that, you know, the minimum wage increase is still not where it should be because the goal is to get to a livable wage.
I wasn't worrying about the minimum wage increase or not increase. You say that this administration has been the most friendly, labor-friendly administration.
That's my opinion. Understood.
But you know, if you have stated an opinion, it could be challenged because it's only.
No, I have no objection to that. So
yeah,
why I say that then? Let me tell you why I say that. Okay, I am a former presidential candidate. The hotel union agreement was standing for almost 10 years. It was just signed under the Davis administration. That we represent, signed a historic industrial agreement. The former administration, and I don't want to sound political here, but these are the facts, did not sign one industrial agreement. Not one.
But you and I both know there were peculiar circumstances that confronted the country during the course of that administration, too. You know that for a fact. When you say the most labor-friendly union, you can't just compare what this administration is doing to what the last administration is doing, because there have been administrations prior to that, PLP and FNM administrations. And when some of you guys mention these things, you dismiss the fact that, for instance, the Free National Movement under Ingram introduced minimum wage, strengthened labor laws in this Commonwealth of the Bahamas, including laws that strengthened the capacity of unions to do what unions do.
But in terms of the plight of workers,
whether it has to do, they had to do with increasing the number of people at work and reducing unemployment, was something that happened significantly in those Ingram years too.
Well, like you said, though, under the Ingram administration, your statement was
this was this since Biden. And everybody in between could not be that.
So, Mr. Lang, tell me which government signed 56 industrial agreements in their first term?
Well, 56 industrial agreements being signed isn't the issue in and of itself, because you in the take for instance, tell me how many outstanding union contracts were not signed under the Ingram administration between 1992 and 2002. Tell me how many.
Mr. Lang, I get your point with the Ingram administration. Okay, so I'll reverse. If you compare the Davis administration to the Minnis administration when it comes to union, it's like night and day.
I know there were some challenges with
COVID, etc., but you could not even meet with the minister. I'm a unionist. I'm a vice president.
I'm not going to argue with you with that.
We couldn't even have a motorcade.
Historical context.
So I appreciate you reminding me about the Ingram administration. he made history, you know. But my thing is that to boycott the march, because, and I think the question needs to be asked, is this a decision by President Obi Ferguson, Casey, or this a decision by the union leaders? Are the presidents or the executives, because unions are run by a council. They have an obligation to their members. When their members went to the poll and vote, they didn't vote for President Obi Ferguson, neither Freddie Money. They voted for an executive board. I think it's more personal. I haven't read anywhere where the government said that they will fix the House of Labor by themselves. That's not in black and white. There's some agreement within the MOU concerning the House of Labor, but that's not right. The agreement as I know it. And like I said, they may not have fulfilled everything. That's not the argument. They have fulfilled some. You know, they have fulfilled some. But to go to the extent to boycott the march, to tell the workers not to, I mean, come on, it's Labor Day. It's just for workers. PLP always is in the back. Every Labor Day, the last group of people to be out on the Labor Day parade. So the comparison
But tell me if I'm wrong. Is he not complaining that the PLP relaunching its campaign on Labor Day is making the Labor Day parade political?
Well, I don't think so. And again, that could be a difference of opinion.
I'm saying that's what he's saying, right? You get
it. I don't feel it because, you know, after Labor Day, everybody goes into their own celebration and do what they need to do. The hotel unions have a big celebration there by workers' house. The NCTU, they have their celebration. Even individual unions have their own celebration. So, I mean, you know, it could come to question as to why maybe the Davis administration want to do that. But I don't think that it should reach to the point where, because even if they're doing it, that it should reach to the point where you should boycott. I don't see the justification for that.
I agree with you 100%. I agree, honestly. Like, I agree with you 100%. I don't see the argument. I don't see the case. I don't see the logic, etc. I don't see it at all. I agree with you 100%.
I don't see it.
I don't see how. Yeah. All right, man. Take care.
All right.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't see how there is an argument that you making things political. Well, even with respect to my college just now, right? You made it political. Listen to me. There's no way on planet Earth. I am a union organization. And even if that I'm signing an agreement with one political party, and don't tell me it was offered to all the other parties. The PLP supporters of that organization push forward with that signing. And they said, some of them said in statements they were supporting the PLP. So you can't now make people believe it was something other than partisan political. But political. Partisan political. Now you have a partisan political party called the PLP that wants to relaunch its campaign, and you can tell it can't do so on Labor Day. Why? It's against the law. The optics ain't good. Optics can be good. The PLP always have been promoting its relationship with Labor and selling the same kind of stuff that the caller was selling about being Labor friendly compared to all others. And I would debate every single PLP on the matter of Labor friendliness. Ingram versus them. Not in terms of talk, in terms of action. Because there are people who tell you they're with you, or people who say that they're for you, but their actions don't add up to it. You want to be labor friendly? Make the economy grow so workers could go to work. Make it so workers could have better pay. Make it so the Gini coefficient of the Bahamas starts to increase so that equality among the wealth distribution and income distribution are equal. You want to be labor friendly? Make the laws such that workers have more opportunity and occasion to earn and to address their concerns, and for unions to be legitimate and capable of doing what unions do. All of that stuff is on the record of an Ingram administration. All of it. And then what we do is we go and talk about the people who talk about how much they love you. You know, I see it all the time. You know, all the time. It's one slickster telling that girl, oh, you the sweetest looking girl on planet Earth. Oh, Sugarman, I see the moon rise and I see your face against the moonlight. You make me feel like, and oh, gee, all tingle, tangle, tangle. The fella busting his butt, trying to make ends meet so that he and she and they can have a living. Can I get that same kind of thing? You know why? Because his tongue ain't sweet. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Tomorrow is budget day. Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. This text says we got 98%. It's more about pausing rather than cutting out. Says, can the majority of FNM supporters recognize the Labor Day, that Labor Day is for laborers and their labor unions, and simply march to support unions and workers rather than as a partisan event be the reason for their reduced colors wearing? I don't know what it is. I just know that if you have a rally, you can get big support out. But, you know, when it comes to Labor Day, you just don't get the numbers. And there could be a good reason for that. I'm not criticizing FNM. I'm just stating what the historic situation has been. I really don't know why. But as somebody texted, it could be a question of the historic situation, you know. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. On the point of Obi Ferguson accusing the PLP of politicizing the Labor Day parade is just a simple case of sour grapes. He aligned himself and the union with the PLP when they were in opposition. He didn't get what he expected, and now he's upset. And also, the PLP simply has more support on the Labor Day march because the inner city grassroots supporters has become accustomed and they love the atmosphere of the parade. That could be a good reason too, see? Can't argue with that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chibaga. How you doing?
On this side of the planet.
Yeah, man, I'm back in the country,
Wow. Okay, welcome back, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. Good afternoon to the nation as well. Well, Shabago, let me start first and foremost by saying that Labor Day is a day for the laborers, established by the powers of Parliament, and then in 1961 and renamed in 2013 under the Christie administration to Sir Randolph Bourke's Labor Day, right? A day set aside strictly to recognize the laborers of the country and what the laborers have contributed to the development of the country. And so against that footnote, also with the acknowledgement of previous and this current PLP administration, the acknowledgement that we would never make Labor Day political or politicize it, right? Despite what you were expressing regarding the memorandum of understanding being signed just days out from the last general election, right? We are still on record and very clearly that we would never politicize Labor Day. And so against that backdrop, Shabago, I think it's critical for the Prime Minister to take a second look at the pronouncement that was made. I don't think the pronouncement came from him, but the pronouncement that was made nonetheless, that the PLP will launch its political campaign towards the national general election and becoming reelected on Labor Day. That is the epitome of politicizing Labor Day. And if the PLP goes ahead and does that, it would always be a thorn in the PLP's record as being synonymous with labor all the way back in the 60s. And so I say that to encourage Prime Minister Davis to make the hard call to take a step back from that particular aspect. The PLP has always marched on Labor Day, and so I don't see anyone having any issue with that. The PLP always came out in a demonstration of strength for the workers of the country on Labor Day in solidarity, as Wilson loves to say, right? In solidarity with the unionists, the union leaders and the union workers, the laborers of the country, to demonstrate its full support, its undying love. And so I don't think,
you're a sharp fella, you know. People like to try to do you in because of your ardent support for your party, but you are a sharp fella. So the Prime Minister, the leader of the PLP, or the chairman of the PLP, didn't announce this relaunch this launch of the campaign on election day. This came from the deputy, the chair of the party, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now, so they do have a way out. So they do have a way of pulling back. They do. Now, unless they pull back, then you'll have to agree that the leadership supports it.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely. It would be beyond question. You won't even have to ask. It would be very clear that the leadership has allowed it to go forward. And the promises, that's what I'm standing on, Tobago. The promises that we made in this administration and past previous PLP administrations, that we would never politicize Labor Day, that we will always stand by and with the laborers of the country. And with that further establishing of the memorandum of understanding with the unionists of the country back in 2021, as you been saying clearly, the death day before you.
Huh? Anton, before you leave, I want to ask you a question, because when you and I speak, you are someone who you seem to care about how we communicate what we communicate in the public. You've said it many times. So I'm always curious that parties and governments, administrations do this, right? So The Progressive Liberal Party said that the pretext for boycotting the Labor Day parade they said that the pretext for doing that on Bobby Ferguson was false because Bobby Ferguson said that they didn't fulfill their promises in the memorandum of understanding that was signed. That's what they said. They said, and what I find often, because you tell me if I'm wrong. So this is what they said. They said, this assertion is false and the truth to the contrary is easy verifiable. Now, I don't, maybe I'm missing their statement, right? Maybe, but did their statement indicate what was in fact fulfilled out of the MOU?
Absolutely not. Which is
Wouldn't that have made sense to just enumerate the things that were done?
Absolutely, absolutely. Which is why, Shivago, when I heard the statement as well, and I heard Howard reading it into the public airwaves, which I appreciated, right? But I also saw the statement myself because I received it also, right? And I thought to myself, this is a slippery slope, and this is a very slippery slope that I would not go down, simply because it doesn't end well for the Progressive Liberal Party. It doesn't end well for our re-election bid, and it doesn't end well for trust and credibility within the party's leadership. Because if I make an agreement with the Progressive Liberal Party, and that agreement is made in a positive light, and you have trust and you have integrity built into that agreement, but because you hit a foot hole in the road, you all of a sudden decide to throw everything on top of me, including the biggest building in the world. That spells disaster futuristically for anybody who wishes to consider striking another deal with the Progressive Liberal Party. It would not bode positive, it would not bode well, and it is not strategic for us to take up that kind of position against any organization, whether it's big or small, because we are supposed to be the most mature and the oldest political party in this country, and we ought to lead by example. We ought not to take up that kind of shield against the head of the workers of this country who we support. We ought to rather work around that will amicably work to the benefit of all parties and all stakeholders involved in the process, Shivago.
We'll see if they listen to you, Anton.
And so I thank you for the opportunity, and I will end by encouraging the Prime Minister to please make the hard decision and do what is best for the workers on Labor Day, for the PLP and our re-election bid towards
2020. I got you, buddy. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, next caller on the line. We're listening to you. All right, sorry about that. You know, sometimes you get... have a little patience. Except if you're on your cell phone, you can call back. It says, was there not a Labour Party and a Labour Party member of Parliament that caucuses with the PLP after who the day is named? Absolutely. Absolutely. This text says, Mr. Lang, with all due respect to you, and this not meant to be rude, but regarding Obie Ferguson some years ago signing the memorandum of understanding prior to last general election, he does have the right to not want to make the Labour parade political. Come on, no man is perfect. We all make mistakes. If he made a mistake, which he may or may not believe he did with the memo signing, he has a right, and I commend him for changing course and not allow his union to be used for photo ops and publicity by the union. You are dead wrong, Mister, for criticizing Obi and Fred Money's position on this. I am dead wrong. I'm dead wrong on what basis? Cause you say so? You say so? Really? Really? I am questioning the argument for the basis of the boycott. Okay? I didn't say where, and he got political. They got political signing that MOU before an election, period. Now you can cry foul because somebody else wants to relaunch their election campaign on Labor Day, even though they come in their colors every single Labor Day to march. And you can't see that? Dead wrong? Because, man, I'm sorry. I don't buy your logic. It's absolutely nonsense talk. You have no logic. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, good. Right here, man. What's up?
All right. Easy one. Look at see, Mr. Lang. This has to be something personal because obviously it's not the memorandum of understanding that's causing him to boycott the parade and encourages members to boycott the parade. So the fact that people calling in or texting in nonsense about they support him for that, that's total nonsense.
I mean, listen, if I could see irrationality in my logic, I would accept it. I'd tell you, listen, I'd shivar you off on this one. People, come on, man.
We've been seeing this for years. This isn't the first time that the PLP has encouraged their supporters to come out and turn into labor. This has been going on for 40 years.
The FNM does so too. FNMs and PLPs, I think one year, the DNA with Brian McCartney did so as well.
Of course, he's boycotting the parade. It has to be something personal. I mean, that's how I feel. It has to be something
personal.
Well,
I don't even know if it's necessarily personal because even Freddie Munnings Jr. is positioned this way. I just don't see the logic in it. For instance, the Labor Day Parade is a march of support for workers. The PLP has always marched on in that march, so is the FNM. But the PLP with whom you signed an MOU just declared, one of their officers declared, not even the Prime Minister, declared that they would relaunch their campaign on Labor Day. And you tell the workers don't show up to march?
Yeah, but I mean, if it was, the reason why I based my opinion and said it has to be personal, if it was something to do with the MOU, wouldn't you be able to state in particular what is so egregious about them, what is so egregious about the MOU that they didn't do, that why you encourage your workers to stay home?
I agree with you. Yeah. That would make sense.
I mean, as biased as he always is, at least today he's making some sense. And commend you, Antoine.
No, listen. Being biased is not nonsense, you know. Because we all have biases.
I agree, but I'm just saying
because Antoine supports his party as he does many times, that doesn't make what he does nonsense because somebody might disagree with it.
No,
because we all have biases. We all have biases. Some strong biases.
Definitely. I agree with you.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate your calling, man. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, what's up, brother? Like?
Hey, right here, man. What's going on?
Okay, great thing, right? I want you to tell me if you could remember this. From back in the days, they used to have the Junkanoo was out there, all of the Junkanoo groups, some of the senior Junkanoo groups, and they used to have the political people them out there. They used to have the workers, and they used to have people who don't even be a part of those organizations out there having fun.
All kinds of people, disabled community, all kinds of people would support the Labor Day Parade.
And the public, right, concerning what's the big deal with my man trying to boycott something like that? I don't understand that.
Me neither. I don't know.
Is something you're trying to prove?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know.
It really don't make sense.
Workers don't show up to your parade because the PLP with whom we signed a memorandum of understanding before the last general election has not fulfilled its obligations to us under that agreement. They've signed all these agreements with unions, But don't show up, workers, because they didn't do what they said they were going to do, and they said they going
to
relaunch
their campaign. What's that got to do with Labor Day, though?
Yeah.
If I'm in the PA, I need them up some kind of misunderstanding or disgruntled about their actions or whatever they was agreeing on. What are you trying to put the workers in that for?
Bro, I know, because you know, let me ask you a question. Just follow these things. Do you recall these union leaders who signed those memorandum of agreement? Do you recall them going to workers, those same workers they asked them to come march and don't march? Did you recall them going to those workers and say, should we do this?
I can hardly hear you, brother Lang.
Okay, but that's on your side, my friend. No worries about it. No worries. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks give you a little clearer.
Yeah, man. Okay, this text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The Labor Day parade should have never got to the point where it is a political rally. Labor Day should be all about the workers. We, Mr. Union Leader, should have never... Oh, I'm sorry. We read that already. Say to the mister who called about friendly government, both FNM and PLP government did things that benefit the workers of the country that are voters. That's for sure. Say, watch the sweet talking slick. some better than others, but if we have another call on the line, go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Minister, how you doing? Papa here.
Hey, Papa, what's
life as usual? Minister, did you think the workers and the leaders of those different union organizations underneath the umbrella TUC, you think they'd have listened to Obie Ferguson when he signed our MOU? Or do you say, remind us that did we hear anywhere or anytime he went and meet with the workers and consulted them about that? In spite of that, do you think they listened to him?
The truth is, Papa, it didn't matter whether they listened or not, because once he signed it as their representative, it was signed. And you mean in terms of going to vote for the PLP?
Simple as that, because they
I know, you know. I can't say, because you know we had an historically low turnout for election day, but the PLP did win. They won.
The majority of voters then did vote for a brave and the PLP.
Yeah, they win.
Yeah. So
you never know.
If they listened to him then, I don't know why they ain't listen to him now.
That's true. We can see.
Either they guess swing.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
My prediction is that the call to boycott will make a marginal difference, I think.
Maybe
it's marginal.
I think that he stands as a union leader and speak out, and I think they're being very nasty against him. I mean, I understand some of the unions say it was foolish for them to sign it and they shouldn't have do it and all that, and they're sorry for him right now. But what would the spot did you read where either the office of the prime minister or either the PLP and Fred Mitchell, why are they showing all this lowness about? They make him a KC and all of this stuff. It seems like it gets personal, different from...
My brother, let me explain something to you.
Yes, sir. What reason they more got to go publicly and remind
More often than not, the timing of certain things done by political parties in government for a person represents, for them, a deed done for you that I expect you to be grateful for.
Yeah, you could expect that, right, Minister? But respect me as a man or a leader, right? When I stand for principles and I stand for my people, yeah, you might have taken care of me, but the people in my community suffering, yeah, you might have taken care of me, but my workers, them still ain't get certain things signed off.
You, brother. I with you 100%.
All right, so I respect what Obie doing, although you know, buddy, sorry for him in a way. They might have made him say KC. They could have given him whatever they say. They politically nasty. Y'all need to keep your business. Tell us what y'all give to your family, your friends, and your lovers. Don't tell us what you... look at all them other PLPs they make KC. Are they qualified to be KC? No, only because they support the political... Tell them stop talking BS. Y'all keep up the good work.
You're a run. Let's cool the temperature. Ladies and gentlemen, we can take a break. We'll be back after this break. I'm
not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in CIL interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
It's time to give away a cruise! Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Supply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Great, great, and good day to the nation. Mr. Lang, this is Bradley Camp, National Vice Chair for the Logistics of the Progressive Liberal Party, also the Chairman for Labor Day.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to your talk shows all day, and I hear, you know, a number of disgruntled supporters who wish for the PLP to stand down and not do their proper political business. All right, we're in campaign season. We have 1 year to election. And I don't understand why is it that these people who have jumped ship and decided to go and support another organization, wants to tell the PLP how to run its business, wants to tell the PLP how they should do their launch, their campaign, or whatever have you. And even though the PLP wished to celebrate the Prime Minister's birthday, which is the 7th, Labor Day is on the 6th, and the supporters thought that it was fitting for the PM to have a big celebration, a big bash on Labor Day. This is not, this is what the people want, you know. So who are those that decided to jump ship to decide that they can tell the PLP how to formulate their campaign or deciding how to do their launch or whatever have you? This is what the people want. The people want to put on the party paraphernalia and shirts and stuff and come on the parade. This is what the people want, okay? They have decided that they are going to go in the constituencies and bring out their numbers. They decide this is planning by people, by workers of this nation, people who work in this nation, people who have a job in this nation, and they support a particular organization, which is political. And if they decide that, you know, we should do this, we should do that, we should do it this way, and the people are excited and the people, you know, are jubilant about what is going on. So who are those handful of persons to come on the show all day saying that the PLP should stand down, the PLP should do this? But there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of other supporters who feel that the PLP should go forward, who feel that the PLP should do what they're doing, all right? And they are part of the planning.
But you always march in mass on Labor Day, don't you?
Yes, sir, we do. We do.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember from time immemorial.
From time immemorial. So I think what Mr. Ferguson is doing is he is abandoning, he has derailed his course, all right, because, you know, Labor Day, they're supposed to be in charge of Labor Day. In Labor Day when you're in charge of it and you decide to come on the public airways and tell your people not to support Labor Day march, then something is wrong with that. And furthermore,
let me ask you, can I ask you a question? Am I reading correctly that the PLP says that Mr. Ferguson got a KC because of his signing of the MOU and that kind of stuff? Is that a correct reading of what the PLP is saying?
Mr. Lang, you have leaders who are using the people for their own personal gain. Now, because, Mr. Lang, you're trying to get me in trouble. But, Mr. Lang, listen. You have people who are using the people for their personal gain. And because they cannot get their personal wishes approved, you know, they just go in awry. They're just running crazy. But, you know, he is abandoning his people, and he has his personal reasons why, and everything in their people. We're going full forward ahead. The people says this is what they want, and this is what we're going to give them. This is being put together by people, not by the prime minister.
So we shouldn't expect the PM to stand this down?
No, sir. This is not going to stand down because it has been taken out. The prime minister... If he comes and say, this is not what I want, then the people would have to stand down. But I doubt the prime minister will do that, because if he does that, I don't think the people, it will set very well with the people, because this is what the people want. This is what
I got you, sir. Okay? I got you. Thank you. I really appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. Thank you for calling. We have a call, another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Yes, hi.
Yeah, I think what he's doing is noble, because had he not thought of his people, because he said the agreements that they had did never come true, or in the numbers that he would like, right? So if he were to say or act as though everything is good for the workers, then and say, okay, let's go and try to be successful at Labor Day parade as though everything went well. And it sent a bad message for me, personally. So I say...
Yeah, except Labor has marched in good times and in bad times always. In fact, what they do is, when they have bad times, At the end of the march, they have a rally and they talk about the bad times. And why not? You got this big platform, all your workers around, all the press around, and you make mention of it. So that ain't no excuse. In good and bad times, Labour has marched. The only time they didn't march together is when they had splits and stuff like that.
I believe that at some point in time we make decisions based on our own understanding of our own desire in terms of the effective way of sending the message. And I think that was Obi Point said, way of doing it.
I got you.
And I feel because he got KC and a certain post from the government, and now he still stands, he's still going against him for his people. That shows that he is a leader for the people, for his people he represents. Because he gets something from the government based on his support from them in the memorandum of understanding, and he's still there and fighting for the change for the people. So that's a noble, that should be applauded.
Yeah, except let me tell you what the problem is, brother, and I might as well tell you. This is not anybody else talking. This is me talking. I just don't see the logic in the argument. I do not. So make it make sense for me, and then I'll come back on the radio and I'll say, you know what, that makes perfect sense. It's not a question of you standing up for people. What's the logic?
Thanks.
You mad with them because they say they're going to launch their election campaign on Labor Day. You were right there with them when they were trying to get elected a couple of days before election.
But the difference between launching campaign and being a part of the raid, because you see larger campaigns.
They have always been a part of the parade. So that ain't new. There's nothing new about the PLP being on the parade.
No. Mr. Lai, we know everybody's doing it. It's different between launching an election campaign and being on it. It's two different things. So
Of course, it's two different things. They are launching on Labor Day and they are marching on Labor Day. What's the same thing?
No, that's not the same thing, sir. I feel you hijacking the parade.
Oh, I see. I understand. I got you. So they're being political with the parade.
And being political
with Labour is different. Being political with the parade, the Labour Day parade, is different than being political with the people who organized the Labour Day parade.
They said they're launching that day.
My brother, they were trying to get elected. That's more serious than trying to get reelected. They were trying to get elected when they were siding with y'all and when the union people were endorsing them nationally.
I didn't agree with that in the beginning, but it happened. But I'm talking about this Labour Day.
Yeah, but so you see, you can't be fish and fowl. You have to, when you do things on principle, if you make a mistake, come back and say, I made a mistake and now I changed my mind and I don't want to do this no more. But you can't just change your mind and expect people to understand your rationality.
But in essence, that's what he said, eh? If he said they didn't love the agreement, and that's what he said.
No, that's not it. No, he didn't say I make a mistake. He was wrong.
That's not what he said.
No, he's not, because I'm saying it was wrong to go and sign with a political party partisanly before an election to begin with.
I agree.
Yeah, so if you're being political then, and the people who you were political with then are being political now, what's the difference?
Now it's that the people didn't get, the workers didn't get what he told you to get because of it.
So you would have been okay with them being political again if they give you what they want, because that makes sense.
Well, I can't agree with that part, but I said it would have been a different feeling, right or wrong.
I got you. I understand.
Be real, human. Be real.
I understand. No, I would you. I understand. It would have been a different, like you'd feel a little better about it.
But anyhow, keep the wake up.
All right, man. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, call.
Mr. Lang, that call is very misleading.
there's two different identity going on that day. One is the march. PLP always march with Labour, so we will be marching with them. Our launch is something that is happening on Clifford Park, which is separate and apart from the Labour Day.
That's what I thought. I thought.
Yeah, because he's been misleading with what he is saying. And furthermore, this recent decision by Mr. Ferguson has absolutely nothing to do with the PLP, you know. Because I'm going to tell you, we have been meeting with the police headquarters, which all of the Labours normally meet. All right? We've been meeting for over 2 months, Mr. Lang, and Mr. Ferguson them has not been to one meeting at the police headquarters for Labour Day. So this recent decision...
Stop talking, man. Stop talking nonsense, man. That's not true.
Mr. Lang, they have not met at one meeting in over 2 months. Okay?
No, man. You mean the Labour people who are supposed to be coming... No, man. That's not right.
Not even a representative has showed up and respect to them. And so this decision has nothing to do with the PLP hijack. But they never.
Maybe they saw from 2 months ago that y'all weren't doing what y'all supposed to do with the MOU, and they already decided they weren't gonna march with y'all no out.
Well, if they see that, Mr. Lang, that's good, because hopefully they should see victory in sight for the next general election.
I got you, brother. Thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to homeless, means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather. You know that you're not.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavag Wulang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, how are you doing? Seattle Johnson. You know, hi, just allow me to put some thoughts on this. I support Antoine for his position. I just want to say something like, what is the statistical odds that the vice chairman, the chairman of the party, and others, and I'm pretty sure if I'm not mistaken, even Mr. Davis himself acknowledged it, or let's say he didn't, would have launched a political campaign without his knowledge or consent?
Even if they decided on the launch without his acknowledgement, if he does not change it or rebuff it, then it is his decision. That's how cabinet works. That's how government works.
Yeah, it's a tacit consent. That's my point. It's not something that came up yesterday. This is something expressed in a number of voice notes by the chairman of the party and a cabinet minister, Mr. Davis, and his communications office listens to and hears the radio and everything else. So they have to be well aware of it. So to now have a member of the party itself act as if Mr. Davis does not have knowledge of this. So you take that in isolation. The next thing you take in isolation is the fact that the Progressive Liberal Party knows the labor movement and should know it intimately. And for them to insult anyone's intelligence, to simply imply that they did not know or understood the commingling of the launch of their campaign with the Labor Day movement or march is also disingenuous. Another point, I like to take each point in singularity, then come back to the mass accumulation. I'm not going to take long on this, but I think one of the things that Mr. Obi Ferguson brings to the attention, and I think it's important for us to understand as for leadership to be taken at its word. We have to believe what leaders say and assume they would act accordingly. And when leadership can be held accountable for their promises, then it creates a culture within an organization to actually change it. I think those things say leaders' words create worlds for which we live in. And so if what is being said about these so-called broken promises and Mr. Davis or the party with nothing does nothing to refute it beyond the courtesy that ain't true and provide no evidence of the such. Another point is that, you know, I don't know if the argument will be made whole by arguing that they were made in agreement with the Progressive Liberal Party or they made an agreement with the incoming government in certain expectations of what should be done. But for me, the fact that they've been going back and forth with this for a number of years tells me that it was with an incoming government. And then that is where the dispute lays. What troubles me, though, is that they're about debating an agreement between us and the union, because the government is us, and we don't have privy to whatever that agreement.
You said has credence for sure, but that's not really the debate on the table today, particularly on this show, you know. On this show, it is not a question of whether or not the Progressive Liberal Party did not fulfill the MOU or not. That's not the question. You cannot accuse someone of using or being political by their launch of their campaign on Labor Day, by their participation in your Labor Day parade, because you are angry or upset that they didn't do what they were supposed to do for you, and you have a boycott on the basis of that, when you signed an agreement with this political party, being political, at the height of political season in the Bahamas.
Right, and this is why I was, Richard, another point I'm coming to. What Mr. Ferguson is doing is trying to play us also in the fact that we must ignore what has been done previously and look at what is being done now and simply say that we should disassociate ourselves with a decision that he's made, a public decision that he made that didn't bring approval of many of his organization within his umbrella union and with other unions outside of it to now come and say to us, because, you know, yes, what the Progressive Liberal Party doing is playing us, but then for him now to try to hijack that feeling or that perception that we have to now further his cause, the fact that he feels that the government has not kept their word, is also being disingenuous on his part.
But then the workers, don't celebrate yourself on Labor Day. Do not support your own self on Labor Day.
Well, I would encourage the workers to celebrate themselves, but also understand, and this is, again, call it political or not, I just think that the government itself has a contract for a certain amount more months to go, 15 months.
But they know how to deal with a government that don't fulfill their promises to them. Labor Day don't have nothing to do with that.
Right. I'm saying this. Labor Day is finished. They should represent their Labor Day and look at the decision that the government is making after saying that there is not an early election. Now, if you are to take government at his word, the prime minister at his word, that there will not be an early election, meaning that we will go to full term, then we have to ask ourselves, why would the Progressive Liberal Party launch a political campaign with or without this day?
First of all, the government don't have to go full term, you know. Because if election is called any time or May, it will be before September. But it will not be regarded as a cash-in of your term, because that's not unusual.
No, it's not unusual, because, in fact, the last term shows that. What I'm simply saying to you is we are projected to go to October 10th.
I understand. I
just want to be able to take the prime minister at his word. He said there will not be an early election, and he has his full term to go and things that he has to finish. So my question then would be to him, then why are you launching a political campaign which will forget after Labor Day?
But he can launch his campaign when he wants. That's all right. If he want to launch it in advance, cash the whole government in or in advance. We have another call on the line. Let me take this call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Chibago.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Anton?
I got two questions I want to ask you, please. Two questions. For my learned line. Is the holiday of Labor Day only observed up to the time of the Labor Day, or is it observed for the entire day of Labor Day?
Day.
Pardon me?
The day itself is the observed day, but you can have celebrations before and after that.
The entire day, correct?
Yeah, the entire day, the whole day.
And the last question, Chibago. Just for those who are thinking that any event that takes place after Labor Day does not fall on or in the observance of Labor Day, it certainly does. The last question for you, Chibago, who is the most likely political benefactor of a fallout between the Progressive Liberal Party, the government of the day, and the TUC union body?
The FNM.
Thank you very much. Those of you all who are thinking otherwise, keep that in mind, eh? Thank you for the opportunity, brother Lang. God bless.
All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all your texts, but God bless. Tomorrow's budget day. We'll talk to you after we hear what the budget says. Take care.